Shannon Bob. Isn't this a great gadget that we have to talk through? It was mighty good to hear from George how much better you both are. You have no idea of how terrifically concerned so many of us have been. Now that the worst is over, we can all breathe better. I've just been having a long talk with George about the state of AA affairs out through the country. And he has sharpened up to me, as he doubtless did to you, the tremendous necessity of getting some sort of council organized which can relate the foundation to the AA groups. I also went over the internal situation here with George, and on the whole, he is inclined to think that the changes suggested in the reorganization plan are really necessary for us here in New York before we actually start the formation of a council. We'd awfully much like to know if you won't come down to Bedford Hills sooner than the fall, but I suppose there's small use in begging you. You know, I still feel very awkward and hard put to find words to talk into this microphone. As you see, I have a good deal of mic fright. Even now, I am beginning to get more and more confused. In fact, my face is getting quite red. For you know, I am not one who usually lacks words. Lois and I hope you both will surely get well and strong, and that very, very fast. We think of you so very, very much, dear people, and look forward to the moment when we can see her. See you. I've still got the mic fried.
This is your announcer cutting in. We're now going to have a violin solo by Bill the Virtuoso.
So long, dear people. We'll be seeing you soon.